As Christians, do we keep God's law to earn his love, or do we keep his law because he has shown us his mercy? The effect is the same. We strive to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, while loving our neighbors as ourselves. But striving to earn our salvation leads to despair, hopelessness, and failure. Responding to God's love, because we are saved by grace alone, brings us hope and comfort. Jesus warns us, "Therefore, whoever relaxes one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven, but whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven." It is a false, misleading dream that we can do enough good works to pay for our sins. A false religion demands good works to appease an angry God. That is religion of the world, a religion that makes demands in order to find the comfort of life everlasting. But before we came to know Christ Jesus, he lived, died, and rose again for our redemption. He paid the price of all sins by all people. God offers us the gift of salvation, and we are privileged to respond. This is why the Church prays, "Lord of all power and might, author and giver of all good things, graft into our hearts the love of your name, increase in us true religion, nourish us with all goodness, and of your great mercy keep us in the same." May our Lord grant us faith to recognize the truth and to trust in him. Amen.